Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. In this interview with Mr. Zach D'Amato, I'm asked exactly what got me to where I am now and how my business has grown and been successful with social media and other parts of my overall, I guess, career, my personal and professional life. Takeaways are from this is if you're a business looking to basically grow in the social media environment where your business might be affected by COVID, can you work on spreading your word through video, through different media, through different platforms? Also be consistent with your media and also network people around you in your profession or not, along with finding good mentors. And if you're a student versus a business owner, can you learn exactly what your next step might be to get to your final step? Can you figure out where you have to work now to work later and overall figure out your career? All right, so I hope you enjoyed this talk. Again, it's not a very long talk, but enough information to where you understand my story, how I got into from schooling to an internship to private practice, where I'm in my practice now for the last 20 years or so, and how we've been successful through these COVID times. Hope you enjoyed the talk. There'll be no wrap-ups, so you enjoy it. And again, go to Zach's links, understand how he runs his show, get in his show too when you're ready. Have a great day. Talk to you next week.
Good morning. We are live Coffee with Zach. I'm super excited for today's Coffee with Zach. We have Dr. Tony with Euclid Chiropractor in Upland with us today. I'm excited. We're going to also talk to Cheyenne Gibson with Southern Blonde. I'm super excited with these two guests. First, we got Tony jumping in, and I'm super excited to talk to Tony. We're going to add him in here. If you're new to the show, this show is all about spreading positivity. This is a show about the real side of entrepreneurship. And we're just here to encourage other entrepreneurs and support business owners and entrepreneurs to keep moving forward, keep fighting back. So that's what we're going to talk about. What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, my friend? How's the day going so far for you?
Good for me, man. Real good. Yeah, my wife woke up early with me this morning for the first time in a while. So
nice. Yeah, my wife's like, why are you getting up so early? I'm like, I have something to do before I go to work.
My wife's before pregnant, I go to work. So she likes to sleep in a little bit more.
Okay. Good for you, my friend. Congratulations.
So you look like you're going for a beautiful walk. You're out in that. Do you live in Upland or is just your office in Upland?
Yep. Yeah, live in Upland, work in Upland, work out in Upland, shop in Upland. That's all I do. I don't leave my own city sometimes. So it works out pretty good. Yeah, it's simple, you know. It's just something where I can get home for lunch sometimes and hang out, take my power nap, and get back at it again.
That's a beautiful thing, simple. Being able to, you know, take that lunch and go home and relax, take a nap, and
back at it again.
Right, as usual. Yeah, absolutely. Cool, man. So you're a chiropractor. I let people introduce themselves because sometimes people, you know, they have their own ways of introducing. I'd like to hear how you like to introduce yourself, Tony.
Got it. I'm going to grab a seat right here, get myself situated. I am a chiropractor in Upland, and like I said before, too, what I've done in the past is I've been in practice about 17 years. I've done my own social media for the most part for the last 11 years, starting with websites and going to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of them. A lot of it is spreading the message. And for me, being a chiropractor, is how to get people healthy naturally. And what I focus on is really getting people to go, yes, I'll see you. Yes, I'll educate you on your back and your neck, whatever's going on. But how are you going to take care of your own health? How are you going to do your own thing? I send my patients videos, how to stretch, how to strengthen, get them started if they have worked out before. So they understand, okay, I have to do this on my own. I'm in charge of me. And I want them to see that and feel that. And I give them the confidence once the pain's gone away, if they have back pain or neck pain, hey, and I want to hear in their voice the confidence, hey, I did your stretches, your strength exercises, and I actually feel better. I'm like, great. You know, that point, that's that spark I want to see in my patients that tells them by working out, by staying healthy, my body can stay healthy on its own without medications. If you want to do that, if you want to go that route without other stuff going on, I want them to be their best doctor. I want to educate them based on x-ray analysis in my office for 1, 2, whatever they want to do, so they can understand how to stay healthy on their own. That's all it comes down to, I think.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. I think you said it ownership, you know, taking ownership in their, mm-hmm. their yep. health, taking ownership in their own needs, mm-hmm. and not just saying, okay, I need to go see Tony today, but actually being remembering, okay, what did Tony tell me? If this happens, what should I do? And how yes. can I make that better? So you've been a chiropractor for 17 years. How did you get started?
I really wanted, when I was in college, I really wanted to find an occupation where I could work about 25, 26 hours a week and golf maybe once a week, hang out with the family and things like that. You know, it wasn't too complicated. My dad had done the 80 hours a week job working for a guidance program as an engineer. He had done aerospace stuff too back in the Reagan years and done very well for himself. But again, 80 hours a week. My thing is, okay, I like having fun. I like staying active. I like staying busy. But I don't have to make 300, 400 grand a year. Can I make enough to support my family, my lifestyle, at that point, enjoy a vocation as I got into it, so I can actually help people and keep them healthy. So at that point, I have a good, if you want to call it name reputation, as someone who helps people. And I've gone from being a chiropractor for one, two, the last probably about 10 years or so, is helping schools out with internships, having students come in my office and intern if they want in the healthcare field, how to help patients, how to do bedside manner, how to help people understand that even though they're good in sciences, for one, they want to become a doctor, a veterinarian, a chiropractor, God forbid, at that point, they can actually get the bedside manner in my office to get that down so that people will actually listen to them and they'll listen to the patients. At that point, it gets them an opportunity to help other people, you know, and see the other side of being in the back office, not just right. in the books all the day. And from there too, is helping with the community, for one, too. My church, like you do yourself too, some ministry work too, recently, getting into that. So you help people, and not because there is an ROI on it, for one, too. There's a personal ROI, I think. I think something where you feel satisfied, okay, I'm helping someone else, that may come back to you, may not, but at that point, I feel like I'm doing something right, for the community.
Right. No, absolutely. I think it always come back to you, and somehow, some way, you know, personal gratification, just your, you know, your bank of morals, you know, your karma bank.
It just makes right. you feel good, right? I mean, it's for my reasons is, okay, if I'm going to be part of a church, I'm going to do something to show I'm part of a church. I'm going to do the work, not just say, right. I believe this, you know, or my community, I believe in helping people, but not really help people outside your own office because there's a profit into it. So how do you help the community become stronger and better known what you do mm-hmm. by doing something, not just right. saying you're going to do something?
Absolutely. I agree with you. Actions speak louder than words, as my mom used to say.
Yes. So, yes. A lot of right? parents.
So 17
that. Yeah.
years ago, you got started as a chiropractor. Did you always have your own practice? Did you work with somebody? Or?
Oh, good. Good question. Okay. I played the safe way. I had two options when I came out of school. Okay. I'm interviewed with two offices because I had internships with both of them. One was a position where I was getting commissioned. And basically straight commission for one, two, hey, you're on your own, bring patients in, we'll give you a percentage of that. Other option is more of a salary first, and at that point, commission on top of your salary for one, two, because I was like yourself right now, having a kid back then and basically buying a house at the same time, that was my decision, okay, I play a little safe, and by going the other route and working with a doctor that was more salary-based and working my way in, I was able to learn off of him. He mentored me, and I'm very thankful and grateful for it, to mentor me how to practice, how to build a practice, how to talk to patients, how to get patients to understand what chiropractic is and pay for it if they had to pay out of their own pocket. So I spent 2 years working with him. Then at that point, I said, okay, look, at this point, I'd read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'd read some other books too. I don't want to become an associate or an employee forever. How do I take the next step? I've learned enough to get started for one too. So I called the doctor I was working with before, the previous internship when I came out of school. Said, okay, looking to maybe make a move. Perfect timing. He had just had a second kid. He was like, I can't do this on my own anymore. I need to bring someone in. Are you ready? I'm like, perfect. I came in. I bought part of the practice as a partner for one, two. His previous partner had come back and mentored both of us for the next about year or so. Because his previous partner, had retired at 35. 35, he was done financially. Like, I've made enough. I've done enough. I'm good. And because he had bought into a practice management program, help educate his patients for one, too. So a lot of it is mine is I've grown the practice through mentors being them, individual chiropractors, and mentors after that, going through mastermind groups, going through books, going through audiobooks, and the classics one too, Dale Carnegie, things like that. The old school ones where they really teach you how to listen to people, how to understand them, and from then how to get them to understand you. I think in that step process, as you've done your previous podcast too, and in your post, is how do you first of all get them to open up to you? And one thing, listen. I'm not very smart. I can't listen and talk at the same time. So I'd rather listen to someone first, tell their story at that point, and then give them my advice. Helps them, great. If not, great. But mine is how do you help more people? And at that point, just keep helping more people. Like your show now, Coffee with Zach. Right. Just get your name out there. Just talk to people. And you'll learn as you get to talk to more people what their experiences are. How can it help you in your own personal life and maybe even in business at that time? I'm 46 years old. I have another half of my life to live. But the last 17 years has been a learning experience of, again, through two great doctor mentors, chiropractors that have now retired, books for one too, also videos, and also masterminds, and getting them, learning their information, especially older people, of what they've experienced, and how do you make that into your own personal mission in your own present time, and continue to learn. I think a lot of people out there are right now, especially during this COVID time, is scared. And when you get scared, because I've done previous talks with some shelters that people have moved in there because they had bad experiences, or been abused, or lost their home, or financially lost their job, is when you get scared, you really want to do nothing. You want to focus on non-action, because action leads to more pain. And what I want in that shelter was really, I learned myself, is when you move more, when you do more, when you learn more and just get out there and talk to people, you actually get more relaxed, more calm. Your body is able to learn more things. But when you're in inaction, at that point, your body becomes more stressed, more depressed sometimes too. So at that point, by moving, by talking to people, and getting people that are more positive in your life, at that point, again, mastermind groups for one too, and even going just to videos like you've done yourself too, Gary Vee. He's my morning walk with my dog sometimes, for the most part, usually, is how do we keep our mind open to new ideas, positive. At that point, we learn more. We get things. Our perspective isn't just negative, negative, negative. It's more positive going, starting our day. If I go to my office every day and go, man, life is rough. It's a bad time. Things aren't going well. My stocks are down. My bills are piling up. People are like, why do I want to go see that guy? I want to hear some. Now I'm more depressed than I was before. You have to be positive to not only attract the positivity, but also give other people that too, I think.
Yeah, that's my minute rant. No, you said a lot of key things that I want to talk about. First off is the idea of having a mentor, somebody, you know, being humble enough to say, hey, you know what, yep, I don't have the information, or I'm not where I want to be.
Oh.
And I'm going to go seek out advice from people who are there or have been there before.
Yes.
Was it hard to find a mentor?
It wasn't hard because I was an employee for a while, for one too. A lot of it was because I joined the Upland Chamber, also the Upland Chamber here too. A lot of them have sought other information out. I just followed the leader. I said, here's a mastermind to come to. Great, I'll come to it. Here's some books to read. I'll read those books. Here's some audios to listen to. I'll lose the audio. I joined a mastermind group where they had a library of books and audios that I could pull from, and they just downloaded to me. You know, but it's out there going, okay, how do I want to learn? The first step, I think, is really like you've gone in the past too, is I just want to talk to more people. And when you do that, maybe out of 10 people, one person will go, hey, look, come on over. I'll give you all information. Not a problem at all. But you have to talk to 10 people. You have to talk to 10 people to get one person to actually help you out also. I mean, when I first came into practice, when I was in school, actually, I did a decent thing. I got lucky. My first chiropractic school is about 10 semesters. After my first semester, I said, look, I have to focus on now where I want to practice. I focus on now, after, even though it's my only first semester, where I want to actually, who I want to learn under, who I want to mentor me. And so I went out and took my alumni directory from my school and found local Dr. Mary that were part of the alumni directory. That was my icebreaker. Hey, I'm going to school right now. I was wondering if you want to mentor me. At that point, out of the maybe 8 people that I called from the phone book back then, the phone book, remember the phone book?
No, I remember.
You're probably too young for the phone book. I took those out of those 7-8 people, maybe four return my phone call. Out of those four people that return my phone call, I talked to maybe all four on the phone. And out of those four, I'm like, you know what, two of them, like, we don't match up very well. Out of those two that I actually went and visited, there's only one that I actually sat down with, hey, you know what? We seem like a good fit. Do you mind if I come in and just volunteer, whatever you want me to do? He says, sure, I love volunteers. So I worked with that person for the next 3 years until I came out of school, and that's when I stuck with, because I already had a name with that person. Right. I already done the work. I knew who I was. Right. 3 years, you're going to know someone for sure. Maybe not in 2 months, but in 3 years, you will. So at that point, that was a good fit for me. So a lot of it is finding mentors is not hard, but you have to search for them. You have to ask people. You have to feel uncomfortable, I think, to feel uncomfortable to where that person, yeah, the person drives a nice car, looks very comfortable, but looks like he's older than me too. Maybe he won't be responsive. You can't think that way. You have to just ask. Hey, look, I'm looking to learn anything you can. At that point, if they've done well enough and they're confident enough, that they're going to go, you know what? I want to spread the word. I want to share the wealth. I want someone not to reinvent the wheel. That's what I do every day in my practice. Hey, look, if I find a kid who's interested in being in healthcare, hey, want to learn something? Come on by. Come and spend an hour with me at my office. I'll teach you everything I need to know. At that point, you want to find people that are confident to share the information, I think, more than someone that's like, you know what? I mean, you might steal my information. You might sell it to somebody else. I don't have time right now. Great. When you do, let me know. If not, no big deal. You know, but you have to talk to 10 people to find that one person is going to actually want to mentor you.
Right. I agree. I agree with you. We got Joseph saying Zachy D. That's kind of my name. I used to go by Zachy D. And then I got somebody here awesome. Maybe saying good advice. I think that's great advice, man. I think that's great advice. Yep. There's a lot of people who are maybe getting right out of school right now. They're graduating college or graduating high school. But then there's a lot of people right now who are like doing the same thing for the last 30 years, and they need to do something different.
Oh, that's something to where you get into a whole whole new bag, my friend. A lot of it is if you're in business, you have to ask yourself a couple things. Are you doing enough on Facebook? Are you doing enough on Instagram? Are you doing enough on your Yelp, on your Google Plus, on your Google page, business page? If you want to grow your business, I think, and just from the last maybe 7, 8 years of being in business and growing my practice, even now we're growing our practice because people are closing down, a lot of it is, are you putting information out there and talking to people like yourself? Hey, what else can I do? What else can I do? I did a talk with a Josiah who's Odin Marketing in my local area last week. Two weeks ago, and about SEO for my website. We spent an hour and 30 minutes talking about it. I almost my brain almost blew up because he knows all the back office of how websites work, what works for them, what draws more attention to Google rankings for one, too. So find people in your community that are willing to share the information and or go on that thing called YouTube or Google, and how do I build my YouTube? How do I build my thing? And give it time, too, I think. Is you have to go, okay, if I think it's going to really work for me, it's not going to work tomorrow. It's not going to work next week. It's going to work in 3 months from now. I think you have to give yourself time to build that audience, to build that practice, build that following, but putting the right information out. I've spent the last 12 years now building my social media, even on TikTok, too. A lot of it is how do you slowly build it up, but you're consistent. People put a podcast out for maybe two months and it's gone. You put some videos out for a month and it's gone. I've done podcasts now since 2017, and it's not a great podcast. It's just my workshops and some of these talks too. But a lot of it is I have consistent message that people want to hear when they want to hear it. People don't come in with back pain tomorrow. Right. They come in when they have back pain. They come in when they're ready to see a chiropractor for your service. So if you have service in your local area and you want to promote that, give people time to see it and believe it that you're going to be there for the long haul for them to help educate them. Not just when I say talk about being on social media, it's not come and see me, come and see my product, come and see my service. It's how do you give people that want your service information for free? And what I talk about is giving them exercises to do, give them talks like these, how to help them understand what you believe and how you can help them in the community, then they'll come in if they want to. But you have to help them first. Without that, you're really just looking out to sell people, not market and give them information, I think, which is more important in our current times.
I say value add. Make sure you're adding value.
Yes.
So someone who's been on social media for 11, 12 years, you have tons of experience. Okay. You're confident. Now, I know there's a lot of people. I personally have clients who are an optometrist. Okay. I have a hospice. Okay. What those businesses I think would be in the same category as you. What would you say to them? And they're like, well, I don't think I need to be on social media. What kind of advice, or they're nervous? Perfect. What kind of advice would you give them?
I would take, I'd go, okay, if a client comes, a potential client comes in my business, optometrist, looking for glasses, looking for vision problems for one too, or a hospice situation too, is what questions do they usually ask me? And what are the first, say first top, even just to keep it very simple, five questions they ask when they come in the door? And how do I make a video out of those five questions? Because I answer that every day. It's not something you have to script out. These are things that become off the top of your tongue every day that you have to answer to these people. Make five videos from that, less than a minute long, and do them maybe once. That's it. When I first started making videos, it was back in 2011, I think. And a lot of it was five-minute videos, long-form videos for YouTube. And I would do back pain topic. This is what back pain is. This is where it comes from. This is how to heal it. This is what you can do for exercise at home. 5 minute videos. I've had my intern hold the camera. It wasn't even like a phone back then. It was like a little box camera, whatever it was. I forgot what that was called. I don't know. But it's something where I put that on YouTube and link it back to my website. It was very, very static. But it took time to do videos. So record yourself. Feel comfortable over time. Again, experience, right? You have to do it 10 times to get it right once. So give yourself time, if you're not a video person, which I wasn't either, to understand that you need time to get adjusted to talking to a camera without thinking. Really, that's what it comes down to. Can you talk to a camera and go, this is my message. This is what someone asks me every day. And just on a simple, I use iMovie. I only have any high-end stuff on my computer. And I put the topic underneath as a title. This is question of the day. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you for watching. This is our office. Have your own little tagline. Get the heck out of there. You know, but it takes time. When I say it's not that simple, it takes time to feel comfortable. So video to yourself over and over and over again. I spend about 25 hours in my office every day. Every week. I spend about 10, 15 hours a week doing social media, videos, editing, uploading, downloading, blah, 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 as you do too, Zach. A lot of it is the back end of how do you work on the business so people see that as a benefit to you. You know, but it takes time. It takes time. It takes time to learn. Like Christy Jones, to our common friend Christy Jones, how to be comfortable on video, how to spread your message there, and over time build up your audience. Because when you're a good person, you're a good person. People want to see your personality. They want to see your flaws. They want to see exactly who you are, not just "Hi, I'm Dr. Tony. This is my office. Thanks for coming in. Bye."
You know, people are buying subscriptions to TV shows, so they don't have to watch commercials.
No, and people, if you have a business and it's your business, they come to see you, they want to see you. They don't want to see some actor, some nice looking person without this crazy shirt on, whatever it is too, in a park. They want to see who is this person? Am I comfortable with them? They want to see, is my personality match them? Will they listen to me as my doctor or potential doctor? Will listen to me? Will they actually be, if you want to call it, friendly and caring to me, not just someone who's going to come in, write a script, write the information down, and tell me to get out of my office? You know, so you want to find someone that's going to care about what I do, at their own personal, if they're a customer or a patient, about what I do and who I am, not just the information and go. You know, so you want, there's other people out there
that
do that.
As you share more about who you are and what you believe in, what you stand for, they start to hear these little golden nuggets. Like when you mentioned, you know, Think and Grow Rich, or you mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I would be, as an entrepreneur, I would be more likely to go to your chiropractor office than any other chiropractor office for that one specific thing. Because I know your mindset and my mindset are very similar. And that's going to make me feel comfortable. So as they get to know you more, as they get to, you know, see you more and hear you more, they know what you stand for. Mm-hmm. And they want to support a company that stands for things that are aligned with them. So,
well, a lot of it is when I talked to my, do my internships before COVID, interns would come in and I would talk to them, even talks at their school too. A lot of what I promote is that the topic of like attracts like. Like attracts like. So if you had the same personality, the same mindset, the same, if you want to call it, even tone of voice as somebody else too, or same humor, which is mine is sometimes sarcasm. My wife hates me for it, but that's what it is. is a lot of it is, can you connect with somebody at a personal level and go, hey, you know what? That person seems like I would like them because they're like me. Even though they may think of, they may not even think about it, their subconscious. When I see a patient for the first time, I want to hear their tone of voice, how fast they talk. Do they cross their legs? Do you look up? Do you look at me directly or do you look away? At that point, if can I mimic some of that so they can feel comfortable, so they can listen to how I can help them.
Matching and mirroring, you got it. That's some good stuff.
Yes.
So I really appreciate you sharing that's that. The key. You know, it takes time, make videos. You shared something that was gold. And you know, I think everyone who's gonna watch this, whether it's now or in the future, they need to hear that again. Is when they're starting to do videos on social media, have 5 questions, keep it real simple. The most frequently asked questions, and then just do a video based off those questions.
And I would even do, if you want to, don't really tell anyone about this, is go to other people's websites or YouTube or their Instagram or Facebook and see what they're doing in your profession. Maybe not in your same area, you know, but if they're doing something well and they paid $1,000 for someone to help them do that, why not just figure out how to do it on your own, make your own content, your own personality. At that point, just do that because that's working for them. You know, at that point, if you want to keep things very, very simple, that's how I build my website. As I saw someone in LA, I Googled a Los Angeles chiropractor. At that point, saw what they did and said, told my social media or my website designer, hey, can you do just this and put my name on it? You know, make it very, very simple. You know, but a lot of it is be confident that, hey, if you think you're the best in your area, think you can help people, but they have to see you. They have to really see you for you to help them, right? They're not just going to walk in your door because you have a sign on your door. They have to want to see you, and they see you not in the Yellow Pages anymore. We talked about Yellow Pages already. They want to see you on social media. When they Google your chiropractor or optometrist or hospice, they want to see your name come up first, second, or third. Okay, now I want to go see who these guys are.
I think that's everything you're saying is super important. I know a lot of people got value out of it. People are giving thumbs up. Look, if you guys are watching, let us know if you're watching. Let us know. Give us thumbs up. Let us know that you're getting value from Tony. If you're in the Upland area or surrounding areas, go visit him at his chiropractor. Now we're going to end it here. What to close it out? What would you? How can we support you? How can people watching or future watching? How can they support you?
Put information out there that talks about you. Make a short video about how you want people to see you in your profession or personally, whatever you want to do, and get people to, not even get them, get you to understand that by putting a video out about yourself, about what you do, like Zach has in the past, and again, we're comfortable because we've done it for years now, is start the process of feeling comfortable with video, with audio, whatever you want to do. Talk to Zach and go, hey, Zach, I have a message I want to put out there. When can I get in your show? You know, at that point, be comfortable because you are comfortable talking to people, just not different people. And with other people, that helps them understand your message, whatever it might be. And you may hear it as zero. You may hear crickets the first time you put a video out. Crickets. I did. It's going to happen. But can you put the message out more and more and more so people say, hey, look, I keep seeing this person pop up on my Facebook page, my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube. Who's this person? How can I connect with them? And whoever is a good connector in your life now, in business, that's confident in business, like Chris Jones is too, like a personal friend.
Yeah.
Connector, huge. At that point, can you talk to them, hey, look, Christy, or whoever it is in your life, whoever your Christy is, at that point, can you talk to them, hey, look, Christy, I'm looking to get my message out. Who do you recommend I talk to? Where can I go? Find a connector for you. At that point, pick their brain, because they get positive energy, like Christy does, by helping you. Find people in your community that do that for you and pick their brain. Find people feeling comfortable doing it so that will be comfortable over time.
I do want to ask you one more. We only have a couple more minutes. I know we got another guest coming, but I wanted to mention, I wrote it down.
Of course.
You said you're in masterminds. You're currently in a mastermind group?
Not right now. They shut down because of COVID, you know. But a lot of it is, can you find one either online or through your community or even just through your Upland chain or your local chamber, which I did. At that point, hey, who can I connect with? At that point, because I want to learn more and more and more. Or even just contact me. Message me, hey, look, what can I start reading? What can I start doing to my dog's going crazy. To make sure that I get information. I have no problem sending people messaging to me. Hey, here's a video watch. Here's something about Dale Carnegie. Here's something about this. that helps me feel better because I'm helping somebody else out.
Right.
Just message me what you need and how it works out. And how can I help you? It takes me 3 seconds.
Think and grow rich. I think that's the 8th law is the law of the mastermind and the power of the mastermind. So I believe in that. Huge.
So if you're huge. And once you learn, then pass it forward.
And that's the best way to learn. That's the best one
like we're doing here.
Solidify the information and kind of implant it in your mind and heart. So I agree with that. I really appreciate your time.
Good, my friend. Thank you.
Follow Tony at Dr. Tony Cairo. Is that right? Cool. I'll make sure I'll tag you on this. And when we republish it, I'll go ahead and make sure I add you and everything. So I really appreciate your time, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Have a great week, Zach.
Bye. Take care.
Bye, buddy.
Awesome. What an incredible man. Okay. Incredible insights and knowledge. Man, the information that he shared is gold. I hope you guys were paying attention. I hope you guys were taking notes. If not, go back. We'll republish this. You can listen to what we shared about.